How do you follow up on that season you had last week?
Just continue what I'm doing, you know. Just know my role and just play well.
You know, Joe Haden just said that he thinks you're one of the best defensive backs playing the slot that he's ever seen. What makes you so good at playing in that slot, covering out of the slot?
I don't know, just a little knack I have. You know, I'm kind of quick, so I was able to react, and I just fit nicely in that position.
Are you getting some reps outside?
Yeah, we mix up outside, and I've just been moving around the defense.
How's it been outside?
It's been good. I've been playing outside corner before, but it's different at this level, and I understand. I've been playing it.
K1, do you guys feel in the secondary that you're kind of like the heart and soul of this team right now, the way it's going?
Yeah, definitely. You know, our defense, you know, we did a lot of good things last year, and we just want to pick up on it and continue to lead the team.
Who nicknamed you KK?
Oh, it's a long-time nickname my mom gave me, and it just stuck with me.
Everyone uses it now?
Yeah, everybody uses it now. Yeah.
You had some injury situations last year. What have you done to get stronger so that might not happen again?
You know, I just been taking care of my body, you know, whether it's just getting extra massages, getting in the cold tub, and just doing the extracurricular things as a professional should do. And I've just been maintaining my body because I want to stay healthy this year, and I want to play every game.
And Coach talked about from January until April, you were really working to get better. What did you do in that time you couldn't be here?
You know, I was just doing little things, you know, whether it was, like I said, just getting treatment or getting into the playbook, just trying to get a step ahead.
Do you worry about getting that label of being injury prone?
You know, not so much because I go out there and I give my heart out and I play. You know, it's football. Injury's going to happen, but I'm just trying to prevent him.
What have you learned from Tremont Williams?
I mean, he played a lot of years in the league, and he got some techniques that I like. And, you know, I just learned, just picking his brain and just learning from him and Joe also.
When you're somebody that comes in undrafted, mm-hmm. do you always have to play? Do you find that your mentality is that you never take anything for granted, that, you know, you always have to overcome that fact?
Definitely. You know, you got to play with a chip on your shoulder. You know, after every play you make, they say undrafted. That's the first thing they're going to tag you with. So I just play with it and, you know, prove everybody that anybody can make it in this league. As long as you got the heart and you play hard, you can make it on the team.
How concerned are you about Tashaun Gibson
not being? Oh, you know, that's Tashaun Gibson. You know, I haven't really spoken to him, but, I mean, I want him back. I love to have him back. You know, he's a pro bowler, and he's another person I look up to, and I pick his game and his brain, too.
Pick on the NBA Finals?
Cavs, of course. Come on. We in Cleveland.
Come on. You haven't, of course, been through a bunch of defensive coordinators like a lot of these guys have.
Mm-hmm.
But what does it mean that being the same defense 2 years in a row?
It means everything. You know, guys are more comfortable in the second year. You react faster. You kind of know where your opportunities to make plays on the defense. So it gives everybody, you know, a step faster.